My husband is the president. Chapter 61. Behaving like a kid. If Marissa thought that Raphael would leave right after breakfast, she was wrong. He was not only TL, but was trying to get involved with his kids. After getting over that laughing fit in the kitchen, she had pulled back a little from his embrace, trying to maintain the distance, and that was when she realized there was an unreadable expression on his face. She couldn't decipher it, and he didn't give her enough time to read his face and got out of the kitchen, leaving her there. Stop daydreaming about him, Marissa. He is here for kids. Not you. She told herself sternly and started putting plates in the dishwasher. She wanted to kiss Sophie's cheek when she saw her switching on the coffee machine. What happened to that weight loss tea? She tried to tease her, but Sophie rolled her eyes. The tea was meant to be taken on an empty stomach. After a meal I deserve a strong black coffee, she then 28-41-61-61, behaving like a kid, lifted herself on her toes and called out, Raphael. Do you want coffee? Yes, please, he called back. In the living room, he was sitting on the floor rug with Ariel and Abigail. Surrounded by eggs, they were trying hard to build a tower. As usual, Alex wasn't participating much and was busy in his tab, occasionally glancing up at the group. Marissa wanted him to join them and form at least a friendly bond with his father. But she didn't want to force anything on him. Exhaling a long breath, she eyed Sophie, who placing cups on the counter, what? Do I look good while making coffee? You find me S*XY. Sophie teased her and Marissa held her friend from behind, leaning her cheek on her shoulder. It's Alex, Marissa said in concern. Hey. Sophie turned and held her hands, just remember, March. He is a kid. Give him so me more time. He is not a grown, up like us, and all of this is new for him. Even grown ups need some time to adjust in such situations. 201-217-61-61, behaving like a kid sigh. He was not as disinterested as he was trying to portray himself. They were still in the kitchen sipping their coffee and chatting when Marissa noticed Raphael's eyes found hers. Marissa had to place the cup down. Every now and then their gazes would meet, and every time he would give her a soft smile that made her heart flutter. She had almost forgotten about her surroundings when felt a poke near her ribs, ouch. Sophie had nudged her with her elbow, if you don't mind, may I say something? Marissa didn't answer her, and her eyes remained glued to the man sitting there with her kids. I think, he is still smitten by you, March. Marissa tried to play it cool and shook her head, not possible, Sophie, she muttered. He might have made kids with me, but he had always been crazy for one woman, the end. She looked into Sophie's eyes, and that's my sister. She then resumed sipping her coffee. 61-61, behaving like a kid, don't you feel his eyes saying something to you? Sophie sounded impressed, I think, it's pretty obvious, what are you saying? Marissa tried to hide her face behind the coffee cup, but alas. THA was not enough. Size mattered. She still didn't look at her friend when heard her chuckle, oh, come on. I've seen the way he looks at you. I have handled many couples in my professional life. There were spouses, engaged couples, committed, not committed, no one was as easy to read as him. Marissa's heart skipped a beat. If Sophie thought that it all was obvious, then maybe someday her office colleagues might think the same. I don't think so, Sophie, she tried to laugh it off, we have got this, complicated situation, what if he is trying to uncomplicate it? And that's not possible, Marissa finished off her coffee and placed her cup in the sink. Let me wash that. Sophie offered and moved her 20-41-677 wide. Marissa again walked to the counter where she could see her kids and their father. Daddy. How about we build a castle ABI suggested Raphael. Raphael pretended to think for a second, snapped his fingers as if he loved the idea. Now why I didn't think of it before, and then I also thought about Castle, Daddy. Ariel gave him a thoughtful glance, and that was when Marissa found Raphael casually offering Alex. Why don't you join us, Alex? She felt as if Raphael was holding his breath and her heart went out to him. I know nothing about castles, dude. He admitted to the little boy. You can watch videos on the internet. Right now, I'm too busy with this machine's spare parts information. Alex's tone was not rude, but it didn't carry any friendliness either. She was so engrossed in thinking of Alex that she didn't feel Raphael's eyes on her. Marissa, she jerked when heard her name from his 11 to APOI were home brule DHEVQE3 asterisk of innocent eyes oaking. She fought the advantage and winked. Please he too tired bail eyes dramatically, and Marissa had doubts. Was he the same man who ran MSIN Industries? Was he really the president of multinational chains? Because right now he was behaving like a three-year-old kid. And she wasn't able to take her eyes off him. Posted by Admin H. Views, released on July 5, 2024 62:62 Our kids. Marissa plopped down beside Radel the Lego pieces. Asterisk Trana hook at asterisk. So where to start from? Is it the castle only, or do we need to build bridges and towers too? She brought a small Lego piece near her eyes and turned her face sideways just to find Rafari already looking at her. Can you look somewhere else? She whispered with a lake sweet smile, and he also made the same face mimicking her smile. I'm sorry. I can't help it, he laughed. Mommy daddy what you two are whispering ABI asked them with a pout. Marissa Chuikly cleared her throat and gave Raphael that warning glare. Start with the castle, I don't know much about them. I wish he could help us, she threw a subtle glance towards Alex who was still busy with H's tab or maybe pretending to be busy. Raphael followed her gaze, and a soft smile touched his lips. Hey, tech whiz. If you change your mind don't 6262, der kids hesitate to join us. It shouldn't hurt if we can use some of your engineering skills. This time Alex just nodded, and Marissa saw hope. Raphael was trying to build something and was asking Ariel to hand him over the larger Lego pie. At one point she felt that the castle building was tilting aside. Marissa quickly reached out to support the small building he had managed to build. The IR shoulders brushed and she gave him a reassuring smile. Don't worry, Daddy. I have got this, she said softly. Raphael's face was serious when he acknowledged her help with a nod. Thank you, mommy. Her eyes went back to Sophia who was standing in the kitchen doorway and had a see, I told you so look on her face. Marissa was pleasantly surprised when she found Raphael spending most of the day with the kids. After sitting with them for a while she started the laundry and then went to the kitchen to cut some veggies for the next day's early morning order. 20.42298262 Our kids. The later orders were usually handled by her staff. Are you still with them? I need to do a few more chores, she bent down to ask Raphael in a whisper. He just pinched her chin affectionately and nodded, giving her a go-ahead. After getting done with the laundry she wanted to shave her arms and legs. Her face badly needed a cucumber mask to freshen up her skin. She had also planned to use an overnight mask tonight. Sending a little prayer on Raphael's way, when she came out of her room Raphael was leaning back wearily against the sofa. There was a huge castle placed on the kid's desk. It was still tilted and didn't have windows at all. Even the doors looked faulty. Where are the windows? She asked the girls who were whispering something in Raphael's ears, and the tiredness on his handsome face was evident. Daddy said, it's okay to not make windows because then a dinosaur might come in the middle of the night through it. 2042 and 390202 Sis kids. Ariel gave her the explanation and Marissa saw Raphael clutching his lips together to stop himself from laughing. And what happened to these doors? She asked Abigail who just shrugged fluttering her lashes. The door will be fixed once the owner of the arrives, Raphael answered with his eyes still closed. Owner, she laughed, who is the owner? Daddy said that the queen is the owner, and the king will not let anyone fix the doors. You endless the queen comes back to him. Marissa, who was planning to laugh hard at the outrageous explanation, went still, rooted to her spot. Was she imagining it, or was it a silent message for her? How could she tell the children that the queen was already living in the castle and the king was waiting for nothing? He just didn't want to fix anything in the castle. Hello, folks. Sophie and Flint, who were out for grocery shopping, entered carrying loads of grocery bags. Raphael was at once on his feet. He took the bags from Sophie and quickly looked over his shoulder at Alex. Alexander. Can you help Flint, please? Marissa liked it when Raphael made a subtle effort to teach manners to their son. You should stay for dinner. I am planning to make tower sandwiches, she told him when he was walking to the kitchen counter. But he shook his head. Why don't I order something for all of us, he suggested. Are you sure? She didn't know why she was being hesitant. Absolutely, he smiled, you've been busy enough today. Let me take care of dinner. The girls, who were yawning, lying on the rug, jumped in excitement. Pizza. Pizza, they started chanting, making their parents laugh. For God's sake, Abi. No. Flint was quick to reach the girl and made her sit down. Raphael picked up his phone and announced loudly, 2047 5/9 we one of our live the base put down men's TOJ man turkey wall preem ruffle took her has a singing would you prefer M Aaron sked trim and her sake of ickle, but marst we on jumping as hair charge. I can have anything, she smiled hermitantly, avoiding looking at Flint and Sipler, who were now again giving or ID and AAR what dyke. Raphael's eyes did to loss fully what will www. Reface I when her sand that Raphael sand at hot eyes and whispered, you. A 62-62, our kids one of them. This time even Alex didn't act weird to his touch. Raphael just kissed his head, respecting his consent. After tucking them into bed, he got up from their bunk and looked around the little room. His kids needed a bigger room, a bigger place where they could make memories. He needed to bring it up to Marissa without hurting her feelings. He had witnessed that look on her face when his daughters complimented him that he was the best dad. Where is she? The moment he was out of the room, his eyes started searching for her. She went to the bathroom, we'll be back in a minute, Sophie motioned for him to sit. Coffee? She asked him, and he shook his head, no way. No more space for anything else in my belly. And in your heart too, she winked with a knowing grin, and Raphael didn't respond. I meant to say sorry, Dr. Sophia. The way I barged 2042-79-6262 our kids into your office that day and, oh, that's not a problem, Raphael, she gave her hand a careless wave and then pointed towards the large envelope placed on the corner table. Do you know what's inside it? Raphael curved down his lips and shrugged. Our landlord Amir. He sent Marissa a notice to pay in full, otherwise we need to leave his place. Poor Sophie was continuously looking over her shoulder, just to check if Marissa was still in her room. What? Raphael frowned in concern, do you have any documents? 11 We don't. That's what he's taking advantage of, Raphael nodded and stood up, offering his hand to Sophie. Sophie took it in confusion. Thank you for trusting me. Let me know if I can do anything for you. I owe you one. With hesitancy, Sophie shook his hand. Raphael saw Marissa coming out of her room and went to her. He needed to hug her. 20.421. Arweds, he took out his phone and sent a quick message to Dean, arrange a meeting with Kate's fiancé. It's urgent. What were you two discussing? Marissa had seen them shaking hands. We were just discussing kids, he then leaned over to brush his lips over her forehead, our kids. Comment, leave the first comment for this chapter, vote 8 posted by Admin H, 125 views, released on July 5, 2024 6363 satisfying, looks like someone is in high spirits today. Delinda teased when saw Marissa hum and gle checking the files. Instead of negating her, Marissa pinched her nose, because, maybe. I am, she winked and started humming again. It was a Monday morning and the first working day never felt so good. She couldn't wait to see Raphael. Marissa rotated her body towards her laptop and started observing the screen, "Where is Kate? Her file is not here but the rooster here shows that she is present. I saw her going to Mr. Sinclair's office," a worker told Marissa and got back to his job. Mr. Sinclair called her to the office. Marissa mumbled, "But why?" "Sir, I assure you. I'm not bullying anyone now. I have stopped passing snide remarks on my colleagues, 20 1/8 6303, satisfying poor Kate thought this meeting was called due to some complaints against her. Raphael hadn't even started speaking yet, but Kate was continuously giving dumb excuses. While Amir was sitting beside his silly fiancé, lently ignoring his Mr. Amir, at last Raphael spoke, "Do you only sell faulty furniture or are you running some other business too?" Amir's face might not be showing it, but Raphael's question had taken him by surprise. He was already curious why he was called here this early. His mornings usually started much later after 9. "Sir. To meet both ends, I usually sell whatever I can get my hands on. It can be furniture or some event decoration stuff. Last week, I sold a few safety nets to a man who ran H's wheat business. Usually, birds used to attack his open warehouse eating all the wheat. I had to arrange safety nets for him," he showed his yellow teeth to Raphael, "for most of the businessmen of Canderton, I'm like a genie." Raphael kept twisting the paperweight between his 20 47 28 63 63, Safi shown fingers. "Do you sell property too?" Amir thought for a moment and then shook his head in confusion, "I don't own much property. I can't afford so many taxes." Raphael slapped his hand on his desk making Apple jump in fright, "The property behind the main boulevard, or should I remind you the street number 2? Amir gulped his saliva and tilted his head to look at Kate who just shrugged in confusion. "That was given to this small family, they wanted to start a cooking business along with H residential purposes. Two women, three kids, and an elderly man. Someone had to look out for them," he tried to laugh it off, but Raphael wasn't letting it go. "How much do they owe you?" By now, the couple had somewhat guessed that they were there because of Marissa. Amir regretted sending her legal notice. "Mr. Sinclair, I had asked them to pay me within 5 years, 2008-63.63, satisfying I'm asking you a simple question," Raphael snarled, "how much do they owe you?" I don't remember, Mr. Sinclair, you are asking the family to move somewhere else if they won't pay it back and here why oh you are telling me, you don't remember? How pathetic one could Amir got quiet after that. "Where are the documents?" Raphael wasn't done with him. "Documents? Yeah, Amir. The documents. Or do I have to tell you what a document is?" Amir straightened in his seat. Raphael's eyes were examining his every move. Amir started scratching the nape of his neck not understanding what else to say, here wasn't any document involved. We just had to trust each other's word. Raphael got up and rounded his desk to reach Amir and his fiancée. As 69, satisfying what was the word. Reaching near them, he leaned his hip against the edge of the desk, "Tell me, Amir. What was the word?" "Mr. Sinclair, what do you want?" Amir had this sudden urge to go to the bathroom. Po or him could feel heaviness in his lower belly. "I want you to write here your demand." Raphael tossed a checkbook in his direction. My demand." "Yes, your demand, Amir. Fill in this checkbook and bring me the documents of that plaque, sir. I have almost forgotten, the amount decided, for some reason," Raphael could see panic on his face. "Write the amount according to the market then, according to the—" "Yes, Amir. According to the market," Raphael was getting impatient now, "jot down the amount and then bring me the file as soon as possible, or wait," for the first time, Amir saw a smile making its way on Raphael's lips. Put in your demand and then deliver the file to its owner this evening. Will it be done?
Yes, yes, sir. He tried to think of an amount and then remembered how much he wanted to become a millionaire after selling off this small house. After getting this kind of money, he could buy more property and give it on rent to more widowed or divorced women. He happily wrote the amount and gave the checkbook to Raphael, who took it from his hand and observed the figure closely.
Amir had put in there, "Sir, I need to go to the bathroom." Amir tried to bring a smile to his face, "Dean. Take him to the bathroom and make sure nobody sees him." Raphael gave a meaningful glance to Dean, who had been standing at the back without making his presence known.
"Sure, Mr. Sinclair." Kate also got up along with Amir when Raphael gestured for her to sit back.
"Keep seated, Ms. Kate. There is more to discuss." 63-63 Satisfying with fear evident on her face, Kate sat down, seeing Amir leaving the room. "Whatever happened here, in this room?" Raphael pinned her with his sharp gaze.
"Nobody will know about it, sir," she said hurriedly.
Good. You are a very intelligent girl. Because you know, what can be done to you and your boy if you don't follow the, we know.
Mr. Raphael.
I know, Leave. Make sure to get the file delivered to its owner by this evening, otherwise, you are not only out of my office but also that SM All Cafe space that is reserved for you can slip into some other hands.
Kate's eyes snapped up to his handsome face.
Cafe space.
Yeah.
Make sure this file reaches its owner and that cafe space is yours. Kate felt excitement surging in her body. Among her teammates, she would be the one getting cafe space. It was the best chance to show Delinda, Shang-Chi, and that moron Marissa Aaron, who is the best. 2043 7/8 Hashtag THELYEZE She might not have become in charge of the event team, but getting a cafe space mean T everyone would be leaving the MSIN building after the event except for Kate. She would be permanent here.
Oh.
How satisfying. Comment. Leave the first comment for this chapel's vote. Swipe left to continue. Posted by Admin H. Views, released on July 5, 2024. 6464 Piece. Marissa had to wait for Dean, who was busy in Raphael's office for God knew how long. T here was some important meeting going on and Dean was inside the president's office for a very long time. And the revelation that Kate was also there. Something fishy was going on inside that room. She was sharing a table with her friends, busy flipping the pen between her fingers. Whe and Delinda poked her index finger into her shoulder.
Come back, Marissa.
Back to Earth. Marissa took a sigh and turned to her. I was thinking. Delinda placed her arms on the tea table and bent forward a little. We could have a mix of finger foods along with main courses on my table. And maybe some mini quiches, sliders, and a variety of dips with brea d' and vegetables. Delinda made a popping sound with her lips and gave a questioning glance to Shang-Chi. I think that sounds great. Shang-Chi gave a playful punch on Delinda's shoulder. I think, I should also add some Asian fusion dishes. He then turned to Marissa. 20.6317 as heart. How about some spring rolls and sushi? I love sushi. Why didn't you think of it before? Peter closed his eyes in ecstasy, swiping his tongue between his lips. The food will be for guests, silly. Not you, Marissa said with a serious face, but they knew she was teasing Peter.
Oh, come on.
We are allowed to eat, do you know why? Because we are humans. He stuck out his tongue like a kid, making everyone sitting there laugh. By the way, Marissa, he stood up and scurried to his desk, shuffling through some papers before grabbing rolled sheet. Look, he called out, making his way back, with his roll-led sheet. I know you approved the mural designs last time for the event, but just have a look here. He took off the rubber band from the sheet and started unrolling it on the desk. Last night I was thinking to add some vibrant and festive ideas, maybe a colorful cityscape with people celebrating. So instead of going to the bed I started this. With their curiosity piqued, the team leaned in to have a better look.
2047 217 64 64 Peace my, Delinda whistled at the artwork in admiration. This is great, pet, Marissa leaned closer to inspect his work, it would set the mood for the party. In this way, the foreigners can see Canterton City in a new light. Why don't you add more elements that can represent Canterton culture a little more? Peter was blushing with all the praise he was receiving. He wasn't expecting so much appreciation from his friends. Staying awake for most of the night had paid off. I'll incorporate that, Peter agreed, once Dean takes me to the venue, I'll start working on it. People are excited to do something at the event and I'll be the one whose painting needs to get done 1 week before the event. Marissa jotted down some notes in her notepad. Delinda tilted her head thoughtfully, Marissa. Do we have any kids coming to the party? She asked. I don't know, Del, Marissa glanced up, but usually in these official events couples are invited. Haven't seen any kids attending such events. Why are you asking 20 to 43 3/7 Hellom dated wit asterisk mph dort ved tell what HML Nile using the folk to fog wang has we obeying wometing in Biki are what about drunks? Sang. I think they'll set up a bar and can reduce a variety of cocktails and mocktails with some signature drinks. There are lots of smaller options there that might not be common in Canterton but are a hit in Asia, Shang-Chi added. That I not hashtag down in her voted for later discussion. She then glided and the table. We le food and mural and now I need to move on to the event decoration and discuss it with the relevant group. Her friends were gathering their belongings before standing up when Kate entered the hall with a happy glowing face, hey, folks. I have hit the jackpot. She announced her voice filled with suppressed happiness. Well. Congratulations. Delinda said sincerely looking up from her seat, what is it? For the last few days, Kate had been entirely a different person and was no longer given g tough time to anyone. Even she was sweetest with Marissa. I have gotten, kind of promotion, she announced a little loudly, drawing the attention of the other people sitting at some distance. Please tell us. We are dying to know, a man from another team asked her, curiosity evident in his tone. Kate beamed, her smile wide and genuine, Msin Industries is giving me a cafe in the BO building. Can you 20 43 0 5/7 believe it? A permanent cafe. When everyone leaves after the event, I'll stay here with tea his calories of mince 14 my god. She was clutching a paper to her chest like it was Thursday most precious thing to her Delinda gave her a weird look, and how did you get to know about it? Dean told your no, silly, Kate threw her arms around Delinda's neck and kissed her cheek, Mr. Sinclair had a meeting with me, and he assured me himself Marissa felt strange, Raphael had a meeting with Kate and announced to he a cafe. Of course, she didn't have any problem with that. But she was appointed as in charge of the event. And she didn't know that a girl working under her was given a permanent cafe in the building. What was cooked in that office that she wasn't aware of? Was it a reward? Because Marissa wasn't aware of any extraordinary task done by Kate, no. She didn't feel jealous 64-64, peace she just felt left out. Just yesterday when he was super frilly and now today, this happened. You are not his wife Marissa. Someone inside her head scolded her. Get it through your head. He was friendly because of his kids. Keep your personal and professional life separate. You'll be in peace. Comment 02043 posted by Admin H. Views, released on July 5, 2024 65-65 past mistake it had only been an hour since the announcement, and Kate spent this entire time observing Marissa's face. The way her face turned gray when she announced her achievement. Though Mr. Sinclair told her specifically not to let anyone know what happened in that room. But this Ruard thing shouldn't be included in it. Right? He was talking about Amir and his property. Initially, she was angry. Mr. Sinclair was bull-lying her fiancé because of this lady. But then the end result was too good. He gave her a cafe. Whoa. She needed to celebrate it tonight. She could feel that Marissa didn't seem as happy and chirpy as she was before the announcement, but today was her day. Kate's day. She yawned and then suppressed it, reminding herself 19BR68, Packy Make Drive, that she was in her office seat, not in her bed. God. Oh, brother. She wasn't in the mood to do anything today. Her dream cafe was getting to her head. Marissa, she called her name when saw her going to Dean's room. The brunette asked busily, her eyes still on the paper she was carrying. I'll be needing suggestions for my menu, Kate brought a fake smile to her face. What menu? Marissa at last glanced up from the paper, wasn't your menu finalized already? Kate shook her head innocently and almost laid back in her seat, I'm not talking about Teehee event. I might need help with my cafe menu. Will you help me with that? She fluttered her eyes, pretending to be innocent. Marissa regarded her face for a minute and then said good-naturedly, any day you want, Kate. Kate wanted to wipe that smile off her face. What was so special about her, that Mr. Sinclair was ready to pay 20.44 and 2.965.65, past mistake the debt on her behalf. Marissa wasn't even beautiful like her on why he was doing that. Back in his office, he was behaving more than a mafia lord. A harasser. Not like the president of a big company. She could still imagine his bloodshot eyes. Nobody knew how he wanted to push her off that window. She shuddered at the thought. There must be some backstory. She needed to know about it. Raphael Sinclair was married and him being so much caring for a mere girl who was a lowly entrepreneur. Nah. That wasn't adding up. That only happens in movies or novels. Never in reality, unless he might be interested to get into her pants and then leave her later. Yes, that might be the reason. Marissa, being a middle-class woman, must be saying no, in an attempt to make herself more worthy. If that was the case, she was damn lucky. Because Raphael Sinclair will pay her handsomely for the job. 20 if he cold pay well to home-based business owners, then he would definitely pay generously to a woman who will warm his bed. Kate opened the top two buttons of her blouse. For a minute, she wished Raphael was interested in her. She would do anything to get tea luxuries, he wanted to shower on Marissa. For now, a cafe would do. You are too quiet today. Dean remarked, is it because it's Monday? Marissa gave him a small smile and chewed her lower lip, maybe. A one-word answer. Just when she thought Monday was getting better, this happened. Peter showed me a new mural design today. You should check it once, Dean, she unlocked her phone to show the picture. If you like it then we'll approve it. But, you are the supreme power. Have a look. She teased him, making him throw back his head and laugh 65-65 past mistake loudly. I'm not the supreme power but he is, he pointed to the president's office door. Yeah. Right. His Highness didn't even want to come to Canderton, Dean told her, our office got co-instructed, Mr. Joseph did the hiring, and he didn't even bother to have a look around. And then one fine day he was here for a few days trip and poof. Dean spread his palm in the air, now His Highness doesn't want to leave Canderton. Marissa felt her heart thumping against her chest. What can be the reason, she knew, she was being petty to ask such a personal question. Dean gave her a careful glance and shook his head, nobody knows. We all know one thing and that is, he is the king. Marissa snickered and started collecting her things, where are you going by the way? He asked her quickly when saw her getting ready to leave his desk. I need to submit today's report to His Highness, 59-65-65 past mistake it's not about a cafe, Del. It's. I don't know how to tell you. He spent Sunday with me. With my kids. I could feel his eyes on me when he thought I wasn't looking. Then what went wrong? Why didn't he tell me, he was planning this? Marissa. Delinda snapped her fingers before her eyes and shook her arm, we are here to work. No matter what that Kate gets. We will do our job at MSIN. Marissa found it encouraging and started finishing her plate. You're right, Del. We have a job, and no matter what. We are just employees.
Exactly.
And by the end of the day, you are her in charge. Marissa giggled at the childish attempt to make her happy. Delinda is right, Shang-Chi, who was busy chatting with her friend, came back and started enjoying his egg drop soup, and I have a feeling. If Mr. Sinclair is rewarding her with HA Cafe, then I'm sure he is planning 20,44665 past mistake something for us too. We just need to wait a little, he wiped his mouth with a napkin, always remember, Marissa. Whenever competition results are announced, they always start from runners-up and the topper is announced at the end. This time Marissa couldn't help it and laughed loudly. Shang-Chi was right. Raphael had only announced the runners-up. The topper announcements were still left. Going out with her friends had freshened up her mood. When they came back, Shang-Chi and Delinda went to their seats and Marissa came straight up to Dean's table. Is Mr. Sinclair back, Dean? I need to discuss the last, minute details with him. Have you showed him the file? Dean, who had just placed down the receiver, shook his head. Let me know whatever needs to be discussed. Mr. Sinclair won't be available for a few days. Marissa frowned in concern, for a few days? Is he all right? 20,44 8/9 201,46 25 G mistake yet? He is. He just left for Sangwa City, and we don't know when he will return. He left Canderton and went back Valerie? Engwa. Back to she made a mistake when she started thinking about him. He was here just for the kids, and she was the only one among the two who was wildly attracted to him. Your mistake, Marissa. Your mistake. No matter if you are a runner-up or a topper. You'll always be treated as a past mistake. Comment PB, leave the first comment for this chapter, vote 8, swipe left to continue, send gift posted by admin H. Views. Released on July 5, 2024, 6666 locations. Valerie was in the waiting area of the airport when her phone started ringing. Foo asterisk CK, she muttered and started fishing her phone in. Phone kept ringing loudly, drawing her purse. People's attention from around. Ethan was still in the bathroom, and she was waiting for him. They just had coffee and sandwiched while planning about their future. She at last felt the coolness against her palm and took it out. Nina. She rolled her eyes, can't you let me breathe, she complained to her mother in law silently and then received the call. Hey, mom, she greeted her mother in law cheerfully. Where are you? Nina asked her without any hanky-panky. No answer for the greetings, mom. Why? I'm at a hotel, near my cruise spot and enjoying the scenery where Nina didn't let her finish. Cut the crap, Valerie. I know the trip is over and all the members are coming back. Now tell me again. Where are you? Nina hissed and Valerie had to look at her phone for a minute to check if she had enabled the video call. How come Nina knew that TH group tour had ended? Valerie sighed at the snarky attitude of her mother, in law. She just needed a breathing space away from this woman. Mom. Nina. Yes. The group is returning. But a few of us have decided to stay behind and extend the trip. There are two more girls with me who I got acquainted with on this trip. They'll be accompanying me. I'm in the bathroom and will make you talk to them once I'm done with my poop. Anything else? Nina was quiet for a minute. Valerie never disrespected her, but today she was throwing tantrums like a spoiled teenager. What's the matter with you? Nina spat in anger, I just wanted to tell you that Raphael has left Canderton just to meet you here. He must be in the plane right now. 20,47 217 FB6, locations what? She was going to Canderton to meet Raphael and he wasn't there? Nina had disconnected the call. Maybe she was angry, but Valerie was getting tired of T's attitude now. This intense craziness was making her brain dead gradually. For the last 4 years, she was not a wife or daughter, in law but a BA-making machine that was faulty. Yes. A faulty baby machine. Babe, she jerked when Ethan's voice slashed through her thoughts. You are back. They were all set to board the Canderton flight. Yes, of course, I'm back. It was a short bathroom trip. I didn't go to the moon, honey. And why do you look pale? He held her face in his palms and looked into her eyes, who was on the call, his rough thumb was caressing the soft skin of her cheek, was it your loser husband? Concern was evident in his eyes. She held his hands but didn't like it when Ethan called her husband a loser. Everyone around her knew that Daphael could be anything but that 20-47-0-317-66-68, locations honey. Speak something. They are making the announcements. Aren't we going to Canderton? She studied his face for a minute and saw the bustling crowd around them moving forward for a queue. They all were flying to Canderton. He is not in Canderton, she said, her eyes searching for something. Not knowing what it was, he held her hand and guided her to their seats. His mom told you. Ethan inquired her while his eyes were scanning the terminal. She was the wife of a powerful man, and he couldn't take risks. She said, he is coming back to Sangwa to meet me. He was informed that I'm returning to Sangwa, Valerie's mind was racing. She was planning to continue her trip with Ethan and now Nina had blown away her plans. What if he is not? Ethan's voice again cut through her thoughts. If Nina is saying that he has left Canderton, then maybe there is a slight chance he will be at home, waiting for me, 20.480 4/7. Ethan didn't want to believe this shit. And if he has left Shake and Canderton but hasn't rear? Then Gwa? What you'll do? Valerie's hands were rested on the armrests, lost in her thoughts. Okay. Forget about Canderton. We are not taking this flight. Has Raphael ever shared his location with you? She glanced up at his question and then searched something through her phone history. I think I can track his location, her voice was barely above a whisper if he is not in the air right now. Exan pointed out. She nodded and then raised her phone with a frown. Here she shrieked in surprise, look at this, Ethan location? Ethan took the phone from her hand and observed the phone screen. He seems to be in San Francisco. He then looked at her, is there any MSIN branch H in San Francisco? He asked her several lines aneared on her forehead. No, it's in low 6868, locations Angeles. He never talked about San Francisco. Ethan then smiled at her, I think your husband is definitely and, he wrapped his arms around her neck, definitely a some girl. He kissed her forehead, do you know now what it means, baby? He chuckled when she didn't speak. This means that you need to forget about half the property because you deserve 75% of his property, babe. Her mouth was hung open. That meant when she would go to Ethan, she would have something of her own. Before going into a formal relationship with Ethan, she would be a billionaire. Now nobody would dare to discard her. Fuke asterisk K off, Nina. My life. My rules. Come on, Ethan, she hooked her arm through his, let's go to San Francisco. With a mischievous smile, Alexander Aaron switched off his tab and laid back on his BD. He started singing 20-48-1677-0680 locations a song and closed his eyes. Alex. Can we play some game on your tab? ABI asked him innocently, Ariel was standing behind her. Alex got up and kissed ABI and Ariel's foreheads. Why not, girls? Go ahead, my job is already done. Changing locations never felt so good. Comment posted by Admin H. Views, released on July 5th, 2024-67-67. One match Kate looked at Amir, who was now smoking after giving her the best orgasms. He was no phone, asy scrolling his Kate's eyes might be on his chubby body, but she was still thinking about Marissa. When will we go for dinner? She asked him and tossed aside the quilt that was covering G her nak asterisk ed body. Her body badly needed a shower. He yawned loudly and stretched noisily, if you want, you can cook something here. I'm eght not go out, why? She stopped collecting her clothes from the floor, do I need to remind you, that we need to deliver Marissa Aaron's file to her place? Now move your lazy ass, Amir. She didn't wait for his response and hopped in the shower. After getting done, she slathered some scented lotion on her body and got out of the bathroom wearing the same DRS she had been wearing before. To ABO 6767 one match however, when she came out of the bathroom, she was thoroughly disappointed to see him snoring loudly. I can't believe it. Why are you sleeping? She went to him and shook his shoulder, Amir. Get up. But the man was fast asleep in bed. He didn't even bother to wear anything or to take the quilt over him. His heavy belly was wobbling in his sleep. Amir, this time she got a bit louder, but it seemed either he had turned deaf, or he had died. What should I do now? What kind of a man is he? He doesn't even care that his fiancée just got herself a cafe. Raphael Sinclair won't only take it back but will also push me off that building. Amir, she climbed on his heavy body and started shaking him. The man stayed there like a block of stone. Combing her fingers through her hair in frustration, she looked around. She wanted to find the file and now she understood why Raphael Sinclair awarded her with a cafe. He wanted to make sure T had if Amir would go back on his word, then Kate would not take 20.482807-67, one match a second to go ahead with it. Kate loved Amir. Or maybe she was habitual of him. Sometimes their relationship dynamics confused her too. But she was not ready to give up a golden chance that could give her career a boost. She started going through his cupboards and drawers but couldn't find the file. In a few minutes, his living room and bedroom had turned into a mess. Kate even raided his fridge searching for some secret compartment. Oh, God. Mr. Sinclair will kill me, she went to the kitchen to make herself some coffee. She needed to stop panicking if she wanted this to work. After making herself some coffee, she started taking its sip slowly. How to search for the file? Where to start looking? The jerk didn't even confide in her about the location. Kitchen cabinets, her face lit up and she started looking in all the cabinets. She went inside the pantry space and wanted to gag. 20.48.38.67.67, one match most of the stuff must have got rotten because it smelled so bad. The majority of it seemed to expire. Fortunately, she never cooked anything in his kitchen. They either dined outside or used to order it. There was a corner cupboard in the pantry that was too thin, and nothing could be placed in there. Its planks weren't even holding together. She didn't know why it was even there. Let's have a look inside and get out Wunera, she opened it and voila. There were Severa L files placed there. And most of them were property files. UA asterisk Shoal. You are rich. She spat in anger, but this was not the time to rage on so mething like this. Focus, Kate. Remember the cafe. She took out all the files and dumped all of them on the kitchen floor. Amir was drunk to add, so she had enough time to go through all of them. God. It sucks. Here I come, Mar. Sophie didn't want to scream but couldn't control it in excitement. Her fingers were flying over the controller as she moved her cart around a sharp turn. She and Marissa had a long day and they needed to take it out somewhere. So, when kids finally went to sleep, they didn't take time to settle on the couch. Holding controllers, and chose Mario Kart. Marissa kept her eyes glued to the screen. Not so fast, girl. I've got a red shell here with your name on it. You just wait and watch. Sophie huffed when she saw what Marissa was doing. With a horrified expression, she glanced towards her friend, "Don't you dare, Mar, oh, you bit asterisk ch. You have thrown me at the back again," she started shaking her hand, gritting her teeth. "Accept it, Sophie. You are getting old." Marissa sang it like a Jennifer Lopez song. "Nah. Even my grandfather hasn't gotten old. So don't make the granddaughter remind you that I have still got enough lives." Marissa laughed, her character was zooming ahead on the screen quite expertly. "Mar new Dao. At least wait for me." Sophie tried to snatch the controller from Mario's grip with one hand, but she designed her expertly All Is Fair in Love and Mario Kart. Sophie, they both were giggling when the door and he stood in the doorway Flint's room opened, in his hand on his hip. "Are you two planning to wake up the kids?" he asked sternly, but Marissa and Sophie were so engrossed that they didn't even bother to look his way. "It's you who are louder here, Grandpa," Sophie remarked, her eyes still on Marissa's character. "Damn, Mar. This is after such a long time, and I feel I haven't forgotten a thing." "I agree, you still remember how to lose," Marissa teased her friend and hooped when her character crossed the finishing line. "Don't stop, Marissa. This is the last lap." Flint was standing behind their couch like a spectator and was now encouraging Marissa. Sophia leaned forward with her heart racing, "This is getting intense. I'm right at your tail, Mar and Flint," she quickly looked over her shoulder, "stop helping her." They didn't even realize that Flint, who was getting angry minutes ago, had now drawn a stool and was sitting on it. "Marissa, watch out the banana peel," Flint screamed and then covered his mouth, "Damn." Marissa quickly tried to recover her cart, swerved it to avoid the peel, "Ouch. Too late." Marissa gritted her teeth in frustration when Sophia teased her. "Seriously. I hate those things," she complained with a pout, but Sophie didn't answer her. She was too busy in controlling her cart. At last, after a final burst of speed, Sophie crossed the finish line just ahead of Marissa. And finish. "First place, baby. Woohoo," she hooted this time, keeping her volume low. "Ugh. Second again. You have always been good at this," Marissa slumped back against the couch, there was a playful pout on her face. 97-67 sim match. Sophia nudged her with a shoulder, "Don't worry. Practice makes perfect. Work harder next time," she stuck out her tongue, making Marissa chuckle. The game had helped her a lot to bring her out of that depressed mode. Both the girls were discussing the game while Flint's eyes were still glued to the screen. "How about you two let me play one match?" he asked with a meaningful yet innocent smile, "please." Comment love the first comment for this chap posted by Admin H. Views, released on July 5, 2024 6868, stunned. Marissa took a sip of her beer and sighed in contentment, "I've been king forward to this all day," she said, stretching her legs out. Sophie nodded and grinned at her friend, "Me too. The good thing is at least you got AC hands to win from Flint. Ha, ha. Girls." Flint, who was still dizzy sitting in the rocking chair, huffed, "You can't talk about me like I'm not here. And I lost intentionally. I didn't want to see her giving up on life." He pointed towards Marissa, whose mouth was hung open in shock. "Seriously, Flint. You lost. Accept it and move on," she shook her head and eyed Sophia, who was trying hard to suppress her grin. "My granddaughter cares for you a great deal. I couldn't hurt her. The kids. They take you as an ideal. How will I tell them the next morning and gee that their mom lost twice? Nah. I might be a gamer, but I'm also a human." 20.40 on 64, Shind. Marissa was looking at the old man who had gone back to sleep after delivering the spec, and Sophia was busy covering her mouth. She wasn't able to control her mirth anymore. "Flint is getting older," man rolled her eyes, "and you stop laughing, Dr. Sophia. Because you are going down in the next game. She poked her finger in her friend's shoulder. And Safik started rubbing that part, See? You are hurting me.
Yeah. I know.
Hurting you, my ass. Marissa slapped her shoulder playfully and got up from the couch. It's quite late now. My body needs to hit the bed, she raised her arms to stretch her body. And your soul needs a man. Flint remarked, taking Marissa by surprise, whose arms were up to her side.
What?
Yes. Kids are getting bigger. Find yourself a man. Not to support you but to stand with you. Marissa frowned and looked down at the floor. Sophie was sitting on the couch with a poker face. 20,048,207. You never gave this advice to Sophie, it was not a complaint but just a casual remark. Because I know she has got few options. You need to choose someone who can see you better than anyone. Marissa stood there not knowing or head to her room. The should sit back, go to sleep and think, he also got up from his chair. He knew nothing about the hurt s he faced today when Kate told her about the cafe. Sophie knew about it, and she agreed with Shang-Chi, Raphael would never be unfair to the rest of the team as Sophie still thought he was crazy about her friend. They all looked at each other when the doorbell rang. A visitor at this hour. Marissa said, glancing up at the wall clock. Who could it be? Sophie asked more to herself and then her eyes narrowed into thin slits. At this hour, the visitor is not here to meet us but it must be a SIE to visit you, Grand EPA. Poor Flint placed his index finger on his chest, me. She is right, Flint. This must be one of your girlfriends 20490 PBGB, Sloaned wanting to spend the night here. Now go and see the door. Marissa yawned loudly, and be careful not to make too much noise. Taking small steps, poor Flint went to the door while Sophie and Marissa exchanged a silent high, five. I'm going to sleep. He might need some privacy for this late night hookup, Marissa winked at Sophie who was nodding in agreement. My grandfather was almost sleeping in the middle of the game. I don't know how he manages it during intimacy. He doesn't even make noise. Marissa giggled and was going to her room when Flint came inside and there was someone trailing behind him. The visitor is for you, Marissa, he announced and picked up the beer bottle from the small table placed near his rocking chair. Marissa was surprised to find Kate standing there carrying a tote bag. Kate. What are you doing here? Initially Marissa was genuinely concerned. She had SE and her employees turning on late at night to ask for shelter from their 417 abusive husbands. Is everything all right? Her eyes were gliding on Kate's body, looking for any signs of violence. I'm good, Marissa. She was looking around, observing the room with fascination. So you live here? I'd love to see your commercial kitchen. To Marissa gave her a tight-lipped smile and retorted, are you here to inspect my kitchen at this hour? Asterisk Kate didn't even hear a single word uttered by Marissa. Her eyes were inspecting the Lego castle placed on the kids' table in the corner. Who made this? How many kids live here? Her eyes were searching for God knows W hat. Are you all bachelors, living together? She was now trying to remember when someone told her in the office that Marissa had kids. Yes. Kind of Marissa might be bearing with the woman because she was her colleague at MSIN, but Sophie didn't have any such restriction. Miss. Why are you here? We need to get up early for our jobs. Kate didn't seem to mind the rude tone. So, kids also live here, she smiled when found cartoon printed stuff decorated in another corner. For some reason, Sophie was having this UNC uncomfortable feeling due to her presence. I politely request you to leave, she asked directly, and next time you visit us, do make a call. We usually don't entertain anyone without any prior appointments, Sophie finished it off with a fake smile and pointed towards the door. Bye. Kate smirked and opened her tote bag to take out something. She moved to Marissa and handed over a file that looked a little dirt and dusty, like it was buried under mud. I am here to hand over you this. This belongs to you. Instead of taking it, Marissa just glanced at the file nonchalantly. What is this?
This file now belongs to you. All your dues are clear regarding this place. You can not only live here but can also run your business without any worry.
20.400 6/7. Marissa thought she heard wrong. Wh, what do you mean? Kate's lips curled into a smile and she placed the file on the nearby table. Amir was too, so he sent me.
Congratulations. I to come here with that. She turned on her heels to exit the house, leaving behind three stunned individuals. Comment 20.404. Leave the first comment for this chapter posted by Admin H. Views, released on July 5, 2024. 6969 already.
Are you crazy? Why would you do something like this?
Kate was only wearing a bra and D panties and knew when the doorbell rang that it must unear.
Amir.
We can talk later. I'm late from work. She went back to her closet and placed a few of her clothes on the bed.
Late from work?
Why the hell did you rummage through my stuff?
It was my personal stuff and you almost stole my property file.
Kate was getting bored of this thing. His eyes were swollen, and he wasn't even decently dressed. The torn shorts and the sando he was wearing were stinking.
Honey.
We'll discuss this later. She kissed his cheek and closed the bathroom door behind her. He opened her fridge and took out a jar of strawberry jam. Sitting at the counter, he started slathering the sweet sticky treat on the bread. He was fuming. How dare Kate thought that she could make decisions 20.490 and 1/10 regarding his property on his behalf. She was his fiancée. Not his owner or wife. After spreading jam on a few slices, he closed the jar and was about to take a bite of the sandwich when a hand grabbed it from his grip.
You are a sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I was starving, so am I, he barked, but she didn't take offense.
I know, sweetheart, she pinched his cheek, you can make more.
At least you are not getting late from the office. Amir kept observing her roaming around all dressed up. She was wearing makeup and had a pigtail that was shaking with her every move. He didn't know what to do. He might have money, but girls also wanted a handsome man for themselves. Kate was beautiful, smart, and a trophy girl for him. He couldn't dump her just like that.
Fine, he saw her wiping the jam from the corner of her lips provocatively. Ask them to hire me as the 6009 already, events furniture supplier.
Kate, who was chewing the sandwich, stopped moving her mouth and looked at him. W hat.
Yes.
Talk to them and help in getting the event furniture contract. Kate knew that was next to impossible. The higher management of MSIN already disliked him.
All right.
I will talk to them. Our CEO is out of town. Once he returns, I'll try to, come on, love.
This is the technology era.
Fax him.
Send an email.
Talk to him on call. He finished meaningfully. Marissa spent most of the night clutching the file to her chest in sheer disbelief. It was indeed a miracle that Amir sent his fiancée with the file just because he said all the dues were clear.
What was going on?
Did Amir hit his head somewhere and lose his memory? 20.44 3/10 8/9 63. Istra, she slept late and as a result, Sophie was waking her up in panic.
Sleepyhead.
You have office today, bit asterisk ch. Marissa bolted up and had to hold her heavy head. The late night gaming, then beer and then file. She quickly looked around for the file to ask that it wasn't a dream last night.
Damn.
It wasn't a dream, indeed. Herself, she picked up that file and placed it safely in the cupboard. After the shower, she had a good look at her closet and then immersed her face lazily in the folds of her clothes.
Marissa.
What are you doing?
Trying to suicide.
Sophie's shrill voice was playing with her brain cells right now.
No, her voice was muffled against her clothes, I just realized I don't want to dress up.
Oh, she felt Sophie's hand on her back in sympathy, so you are in a mood to go to your office naked?
Girl. You are becoming bolder. Marissa turned to her and made a pout. How to tell 69 already? Her best friend that she missed, Raphael? His presence brought a spark to the office. And maybe to her life as well. She decided on a plain blouse and laurel georgette skirt just above her knees. Remembering something, she picked up her phone and took a close look at her call log. That night when Raphael called her on her phone and asked her to stop looking down through the window. She had saved his number by the name, Crush. Yes, it was her phone, and she would do whatever she would please. This phone was her only personal space. When she entered the office, she raised her nose and tried to sniff the aroma of freshly brewed coffee filling the air. Morning, boss. Shang, Chi teased her good, naturedly. Good morning, Shang. Morning everyone, she called out, making her way to her desk. I need coffee in my system. Ugh. She groaned when sat down and held her head. 2050 at 5/10 FONN, is everything good? Delinda asked her in a whisper. No. I miss my children's father. Yeah. Everything except I got up late and couldn't have coffee this morning. Delinda stood up in concern and headed to the coffee station. I'll get you a cup. Sugar? No, sugar, please. Just black coffee. Marissa settled back and opened her laptop. She glanced around and found a colleague heading up to her. Here. This weekend my sister brought some baked cookies. Try them with your coffee. Marissa wanted to kiss the man. I love you, Wyatt, he chuckled before placing the foil, packed cookies on her desk. When Delinda returned with her coffee, Marissa looked at her colleagues. So what's the agenda today? We have a team meeting in an hour with Mr. Joseph, Peter informed her. We all need to finalize the presentation for the Canderton event. Marissa nodded, half listening as she sipped her 2056 NE60, Alresti. Coffee. You look drowsy. Delinda commented, late night. Because I am drowsy. Marissa scrunched her nose. I am shocked because I am the owner of the property unexpectedly. And Raphael is with a woe who he thinks is his wife, but she isn't. Marissa. You have again zoned out. Better drink this coffee, no worries. I'm awake. I'll be more awake after this cup. No worries, Del. I'm good, she sipped coffee from her cup. She then placed it down with a frown and got up again. Where is Kate? Has anyone received any message from her? She wanted to make sure she wasn't dreaming. No message and no call from her, one of them informed her, and she plopped back into her seat. Where the hell was Kate? After drinking coffee, Marissa was feeling better. 2057 she grabbed her purse and took out her phone. She scrolled for a few moments until she found his number. Raphael's number. Should she call him? Or maybe send a message? Hi. How are you? Hope you are well. Hello. Hope everyone at home is well. Hey. Kids are missing you. Hey. Girls are missing you. Hey. Alex is missing you. No. Alex doesn't even talk to him. Hey, Raphael, when are you coming back? Need to discuss something about the event. Gosh. What was wrong with her? Delinda frowned when saw her busy in thoughts with her phone pressed to her forehead. Marissa. Is there a problem? You can share it, love. The woman was always ready to offer her shoulder to NGES. Are ready? Marissa. No, Delinda, I'm good. She showed her a thumbs up sign and unlocked her phone, chewing her lower lip. She started typing the message. Hello, Raphael. That's it? Should she send it or not? She started drumming her fingers on the screen. Come on you all, Dean announced in the doorway, time for the meeting. Just for a split second, she raised her face and when juked back at the screen, she was horrified. The message was sent due to the constant drumming of her fingers. She gulped hard and wanted to throw away her phone in the bin. She was about to toss it in her purse when it pinged. The message was from Raphael. With a racing heart, she opened the message, "Hello, Marissa, missing me already? Winking face 0.106969, already? Comment are posted by admin H. Views, released on July 5, 2024 7070, a jerk. Shit." Marissa felt as if her hands were burning. She quickly stashed her phone in her purse trying to forget about the message. It felt like Raphael had nothing on his hands and was very apt in his response. Going to the meeting room in a daze, she almost made up thousands of scenarios. And text messages in her head. "No, Raphael. I wasn't missing you." Slightly smiling face Raphael. "I'm busy. We'll talk to you later. Hey, Raphael. How are Valerie and Nina? Say hi from my side." "Marissa," Delinda spoke in a hushed tone, "you have again that dreamy look on your face. Wipe it off and focus." Marissa cleared her throat and got seated. There was a low chatter in the room until the doors opened, and Joseph came inside followed by Dean. They began to stand as a sign of respect, but he raised 20.509 his hand, gesturing to them to remain seated. "How is everyone?" he asked formally and started studying the file placed before him. "Ms. Aaron," he spoke and glanced up with a professional smile, "how is everything going? I hope you and your team feel quite at home in MSIN." Marissa silently thanked Delinda for alerting her at the right time and placed her pen on the desk. "We all are enjoying our work immensely, Mr. Joseph. I can vouch for my team. They are doing every duty that is assigned to them." Joseph seemed impressed, and when he spoke again, his voice was warm, "So welcome aboard everyone. We have a lot to cover regarding the Canderton event." He then closed the dossier and ran a quick glance at everyone, "So from where should we start?" Peter raised his hand, "Mr. Joseph." When Joseph nodded, Peter continued, "Marissa has finalized our mural designs and has asked us to add a few things. But I request you to send us to the main event venue. My art depends on the space per area SQUR. If it's not according to our expectations, then 20.5029720A1 we won't be able to adjust our designs at the last minute." Joseph noted something in his tab, "Dean. Can you do that?"
"Sure, sir. I'll take the cam before the weekend."
Joseph hummed and again typed something on his MacBook. "Ms. Delinda. Why don't you tell Mr. Joseph about the chocolate fountain?" Marissa Sina led her friend and then turned to Joseph, "Delinda and Shang-Chi have some amazing food ideas that cover desserts, cocktails, and salad bars too. Not according to Canderton culture but from their home countries." Joseph gave an appreciative glance their way, "Seems like your team is more than red Y. Ms. Marissa. Every one of them seems to know their tasks. Good job. Here I would a DD," he trailed off when the door opened, and Kate sauntered in with a confident smirk on her face.
"Sorry, I'm late," she said, not looking the least apologetic, "but I swear Mr. Joseph. I have something good to share, and that's the reason I'm late." She 20.5003.9 took the only empty seat and started fixing her hair. Joseph frowned and didn't let it show on his face, but he had always hated latecomers who were never ashamed of it.
"I appreciate your efforts. Ms. Kate. Share with us, what deal you have got up your sleeve?"
Kate bristled slightly pressed on. "I have arranged a premium supplier for the furniture designer of the event. And let me tell you. He is giving us the best possible rates." Marissa was appalled at the woman's behavior. She was here as a home-based chef and offering Joseph furniture meant that the home-based event planners would be losing their jobs. Joseph must have felt it too because his cordial smile had turned a tad sharper. "Premium suppliers you say? Premium supplier isn't only about lesser money but also about quality, the setup, and about timely delivery." Kate laughed and opened her mouth to say something when Dean spoke this time,
Mr. Joseph and Mr. Sinclair have been quite clear about this topic, Ms. Kate. If you don't have anything better to say, then 70-70, a jerk. Marissa cleared her throat and quickly cancelled the call. Her face could sense Mr. Jose Ph's eyes on it, and that was adding more tension to the situation. She mumbled a sorry and aced her fist under her chin, with her elbow leaning on the table, Ms. Kate. The answer to your offer is no. As Dean said, we already have entrepreneurs for everything. With that, Joseph continued with the meeting. Marissa had switched her phone into silent mode now, and she could feel vibrations through her bag. Delinda might have felt it too. Is it your crush calling you again? She whispered to Marissa. Marissa's eyes didn't leave Mr. Joseph's face while shaking her head. How immature of her to save it as crush. Anyone from the office might see and can mock her life a living hell here. She wanted to do her duties as a team head and then get over with the event. Marissa. Delinda whispered again, and Marissa now wanted to tell the lady to get quiet. She wasn't letting her think 70.514 and 69th 70-70 a jerk. Marissa. Delinda spoke again. What? Marissa whispered back sharply. Mr. Joseph is waiting for your answer, what? She glanced up and found not only Joseph but too many pairs of eyes focused on her. He is asking about table arrangements in the hall. Poor Delinda was again there to save her ass, and Marissa felt like she wanted to turn into an insect and crawl out. How could we, Mr. Joseph? She managed a confident smile. Dean just said he would be taking us to the venue before the weekend. I do have some ideas in my mind, but those can be finalized after having a look at the place. Thank God. Joseph nodded and got busy questioning other team members. This meeting needed to end, otherwise she might embarrass herself. 20:51-7:09. The meeting was again disturbed when the receptionist of the VIP floor walked in. Mr. Joseph. Mr. Sinclair is on the line and wants to talk to Ms. Aaron. He is saying he needs urgent information on something related to the event. Marissa didn't know what to do. She turned her face to look at Joseph, who waved his hand, silently allowing her to go. Raphael Sinclair. What's your problem? When the president noticed she wasn't responding to his messages or calls, he called on the VIP floor's main desk to connect to her. You are a jerk, Raphael. Muttering under her breath, she got up and didn't miss the wicked smile on Delinda's face. Definitely a jerk. Comment 2561. Leave the first comment for this chapter. Vote send gift.